live from Tempe, Arizona, and I read from a story written on NBCSports.com. Anybody who had to wake up early for work the next morning of Game 5 of the National League Division Series last year against the Washington Nationals and the Chicago Cubs, anybody that had to wake up the next morning went through the same exasperation when Joe Maddon called for a challenge with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning on a play that seemed pretty cut and dry. But it wasn't. The Cubs won the challenge, successfully picking off backup catcher Jose Lobaton and ending the inning. Completely halted the Nationals' momentum, sniping any chance they had of completing a comeback against the Cubs and their discombobulated bullpen. Cubs would go on to win Game 5, 9-8, win that series, go on to the NLCS, which was a little rough. But this story written, which then comes back to say it was not a hero in uniform that day. It was advanced scouting coordinator Nate Holm. We had him on.
That's right.
And then he went and became a hero in the playoffs, and he joins us now in the University Dogs Hotlines. Nate, you know, I'm sure any feedback you got from that, it seemed a little surreal. But take me back to the actual, you know, to the replay when you saw it. Because as I read in the story, you saw it right away, and none of us anywhere noticed it but you, I think.
Oh, yeah. It ended up being a pretty good play for us, but, you know, it was our guys that did it, and I was just the guy sitting behind the phone that called in. But it was kind of a stressful moment. That's a pretty stressful day all around. But luckily, you know, he went in there a little hard, and foot popped up off the bag, and Rizzo did a good job keeping the glove on him. So we got lucky and had a good look at it. So it was definitely worth a challenge and an extra look. So thankfully it came back in our favor.
So we got a hero on with us. I just wanted to make that clear from the get-go. Not all heroes wear uniforms or capes. Some are grown men that get pedicures.
Some get pedicures. That's
you just never know. Ken got a pedicure today. That's the story of the show.
It's a big deal. It's Nate, a big deal for Ken.
Nate is a Muhammad Seymour Bulldog.
Yes.
So as a Bulldog, you appreciate him as well.
And very good friends with my niece's husband, Jordan. And, you know,
I got
to tell you, Nate recently got married. And
I did.
And Jordan got married also. And how's things going with the bride, Nate?
Things are good. She doesn't like spring training very much because I'm out here for 2 months. But she's really happy that we're ready to break camp and get back to Chicago. So no complaints there.
Wow, rather be in Chicago than the middle of Arizona. That is interesting, but at least you know you got a good one. That's fantastic. Everybody we talked to got married since the last time we talked to him. I don't know if we're the kiss of death or the good luck charm.
Ken's falling soon.
Full house. Tell me about your spring training duties. You told us a little bit about a new camera you guys got that you were working with at batting practice yesterday. I mean, we know you sit there for the replays, but tell me about everything that you'll be doing this year.
So you guys were here yesterday at the ballpark and saw us using, you know, we have a slow-mo camera that we're trying to put on as many guys as possible, and it really kind of breaks down their swings, and our pitchers use it as well, and we're able to use it for our hitters to see, you know, any mechanical issues that we might have and be able to address it a little bit quicker. But, yeah, right now in spring, we can focus on our guys a little bit more. And in my role, we scout the other teams we're about to face, so that takes up most of the time. But here in Arizona, we can focus on improving our players and working with them to, you know, talk about where they're at and how we might be able to help them throughout the season. And that camera, for instance, just kind of provides a baseline that we can reference throughout the year and give them something to work off of.
You were obviously a college graduate and a baseball player and a pro ball player. How does a ball player, you know, work on getting? I mean, you got to have some expertise now, you know, when it comes to equipment. The ball player instincts will help with the scouting, but I mean, have you just had to teach yourself all kinds of new tricks in the technology world?
Yeah, I think that's the fun part about baseball is that there's so much information, there's so much technology that's available to everybody that I think everyone kind of learns as you go and tries to see what fits with our group and what we can implement. And there's some things more than others that our guys find useful. And, you know, part of my job is just to provide that information to help them get better and help us be a better ball club in whatever facet that may be. So it's kind of a fun little trick that we just kind of always have new stuff at our disposal.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. We saw you walking around yesterday talking with everybody, Rizzo and Bryant and Happ and Schwarber.
Yep.
You know, they come to you for things. Do you then start concentrating? Will they ask you for footage of things ahead of time that you'll start working on?
Yeah, right now we're kind of starting to shift our focus to the Marlins series. We'll head out of Arizona here on Sunday and head to Florida. And so, you know, the good thing about our group is we have a bunch of really good guys and just, you know, they're good people above anything else. So they're great to work with. And I think now that we've had a few years with everybody, you know, you build a nice relationship and you understand what they want to work on and what they might want to see, so you can kind of prepare a little bit better to give them what they need, so they're the most prepared they can possibly be once that game one starts, and then throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, tell me, you know, when we talked to you last year off the World Championship, you can say there's not distraction and there's not extra fatigue, but I think it maybe showed that throughout the year that they were a little beat up. It took a little time to get things going. Still a great team, made the playoffs, made the NLCS. But can you see is there a different kind of focus this year? I mean, is it an expectation level that, you know, what has changed just as far as, you know, just being around the guys that you've noticed?
Yeah, I think the interesting part is that, you know, by most years you look at a division title and a NLCS appearance as an incredibly successful season, and our guys, I think, were disappointed in that, which shows a lot about the type of people they are again and you know, how motivated they are. So you can kind of feel that extra little bit of focus this season as we started camp all the way through now. So I think everyone's in a good place, and I think, you know, last year was tough once you start because you're still kind of coming off that high of the World Series, and you know, have the banner raising and the ring ceremonies and all those sorts of things that kind of play into the first couple months as you're still kind of on that victory parade. But yeah, there's definitely an extra bit of energy and focus this year, which is really exciting.
Now, that's, I mean, it's hard to go back-to-back in this sport, but, you know, they've showed three straight trips to the NLCS just how good they can be. I'm sure you're having a lot of fun. Have you learned any Japanese, you know, you Darvish in town yet? Have you learned a couple words, or have you communicated much with the newcomer?
I have not learned any more Japanese than I have before, but he's been a really nice guy and a really good addition, and he pitched really, really well yesterday against the Rangers, and his English is actually I think better than advertised. I think he does a really good job speaking English and is able to communicate with all his other teammates, and just really fits in well here.
Do you get excited? I mean, is it fair to say you're a diehard Cub fan, or, you know, this is your job, obviously? I mean, you know, you can get excited as a fan, or you can get excited as a guy who wants to do your job well and win games. I mean, when you see the signings, I mean, did it get your blood pumping a little bit in the offseason?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's the, you know, anytime you get add pieces like we've added here in the last few years, you get really excited. And, you know, I know all my friends and family, you know, they can get excited. They help me get excited. They're the first ones to tell me if they hear a rumor or ask if anything's going on. So they're really paying attention, and that makes it more fun for me to get to work for a club that I grew up loving. So yeah, it is still a job, but I'm lucky enough to work for a place that I grew up watching when I was a kid, and be around some of the, you know, old ball players that used to play for the Cubs that are here in camp is just really a treat for me.
We, you know, us as fans, you know, it's so easy for somebody to go on Twitter and say, trade this guy, cut this guy, fire this guy. You, these are all grown-ups. You know, we're real human beings, real people. Have you gotten connected to some of the guys that have moved on? I mean, is it a little sad, or do you get excited for, like, an Arrieta who goes to Philadelphia and hope he does well, except against you?
Yeah, I guess that's the tricky part. You build a relationship with these guys, and you know, you see them every day. You see them more than your own family. So, you know, there's definitely a bond there, And you want them to do well. You know, they're good people. They are human beings, and you know, it's I'm happy for Jake and glad that he's in a place that he wants to be, and hope the best for him. Just not, yeah, like you said, not against us. So hopefully we might miss him in that turn of the rotation.
Hey Nate, I can assure you that your family and Muhammad should be very proud of you. I watched you yesterday. You're a true professional, And I saw you interact with the players, and it was something. So I know everybody at Muhammad and your friends and Jordan and Kimmy and all your close friends back in Chicago should be very proud of your accomplishments.
I appreciate that. It means a lot that we have so many people that are, you know, invested in this team, and so it's really I'm fortunate more than anything to be a part of such a good group, and again to be a part of a team I grew up watching and have so many close friends and family that are invested in as well. So it's pretty cool for me.
Nate, man, it's great talking to you. Thanks for taking some time. I mean, people will never know just how hard you worked to get into the, you know, to making sure we could find a time for it, and we appreciate that. It would have been easy for you to just go, I can't. So thanks a lot. I'm going to turn you loose. I want you to make your meeting. I don't want any blame for any reason that Dave Peck's Cardinals gets a leg up on the Cubs. So we're going to turn you loose. Nate, thanks a lot for the time, and I hope to talk to you again, man. Make it an annual tradition.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Nate Holm, the hero of Game 5 of the National League Division Series against the Washington Nationals. If you don't remember the play, Lobatone, I think, stepped back in, right? Slid back, and his foot came off the bag. Rizzo had kept the tag on his cup area. There was so many jokes about that in the Twitter world when it happened. And Nate jumped up and said, challenge it. They challenged it, and it killed the momentum. That was awesome. Nate Holm from Muhammad Seymour, went to Muhammad Seymour High School.